this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I am here inside of the Luncheon Kingdom. I was just able to break away some of these cheesed rocks to get this Power Moon, and a whole new area has opened up to me. So there's a big bird, which is on the stupendous stew, and I need to try and get my way up to there in order to basically save the stew, which I believe Bowser is trying to steal for his wedding, which is kind of the main thing that he's been up to. So I can kind of skip most of the platforming. Look, I can just go one of these guys and just swim through it all up. Whoopsie doodles. Oh, let's see if we can grab... Oh, he nearly ran off the edge then. Let's see if we can go and grab these bonus things here. So I need to go and flick the fork up and then go up to here like that. Let's have a little look inside of this doorway, though. This might take me to kind of one of the little secret bonus areas. These are great, though. You should only get, like, 2 Power Moons in each of these. And, okay, it's all about using these guys by the looks of things. These guys are pretty cute. These guys are pretty cute, especially when they're the Mario version. And, oh no. Okay, it's kind of a bit difficult to jump on these. Like, you don't really slide around, but just like when you jump in, you kind of like go under like the goop. Is this supposed to be like jelly or something? Or I don't know what this pink stuff's supposed to be. It's like completely covered everywhere in the Luncheon Kingdom, and I don't know what it's supposed to be. I don't know if they've ever said what it's supposed to be. I'm going to just call it jelly. It looks a lot like, I don't know, hot bubbling jelly by the looks of things with fireballs inside of it. Right, let's maybe take it a little bit slower. So that's where it stops. Let's just wait here. Let's not rush. Wait for it to stop. And then we can go and jump up to the next one. Oh, it seems like it's quite a big area. I just got a glimpse forward. There we go. That was a much safer way of doing it. So the thing with these is if you land on land, then you're done for. But oh, wait a minute. I think there's going to be a secret bonus Power Moon up there. I'm not going to be able to jump over here, though, am I? Is that too far? Ooh, nearly, actually. Oh, that might be a... Oh, wait. Oh, if I put their splats down on the ground, can I jump on their splats, do you think? Right, I've got to be quick before the splats. Come on. Let me take you over. And then jump. Let me go and jump to here. And I can jump on the tomato splat. A very useful thing to know. That's going to help me in like the main overworld as well. And there we go. I was able to get a bonus Power Moon. I'm a bit worried though. Oh, I was going to say I'm worried because I lost a couple of my hearts, but then I just got an extra one back. So at least I don't need to worry about that at all. Oh no, I lost another one. So it doesn't, oh no, Mario ran off. Mario got burnt and he ran around holding his bum and then ran off the edge. That wasn't me then. That was Mario, I promise. Oh dear. Well, I got the Power Moon, so let me just go and cut ahead until I've got back to where I was. Okay, I have now arrived back. I don't need to get the Power Moon again because I've already got that. But what I do need to do is make my way around this rather skinny maze, which isn't the easiest thing to do in the world, so... Slow and steady wins the race, as they say. I'm going to go this way first. There's some of the purpley apples. And you know what? I've probably got enough of these to get the main outfit. And it's going to 100% be Chef Mario. It has to be. That has to be the outfit, Chef Mario. So I do kind of want to go and go back to dress for the occasion. I can't remember what I'm wearing now as Mario. I've been as a goopy, like, orangey fireball thing for too long. I don't care about the coins in the middle. They can stay. I don't need more coins. I got almost 2,000 coins. I got plenty of coins, so I don't need to worry about that. This one's going to be a bit more tricky because it's moving. Oh, I did it, though. Somehow I did it, and then big jump across to the other side, and there we go. We are done. We're going to get rid of the fireball. Oh, I'm still an Eskimo. Oh, no, he's probably melting. It's all like a hot kitchen here. He's probably melting in the snow suit that he's still wearing from the Snow Kingdom. I'm sorry, Mario. I will check. When we get back to that area, once I've gone and done the boss thingy up here, I will change back, I promise. And all. If I, like, do with this jump, can I make my way up to there? Nearly. That might be doable. I'm going to give that another go. Right. Jump, ground pound, jump. And then if I do that... Oh, there we go. I did it. And then backflip. No problems whatsoever. Backflip up here? That seems a bit too high. Maybe from here? There is something up there, isn't it? Maybe like a ground pound jump? Oh, no. Back this way. Actually, you know what? If I do ground pound jump to wall jump to hat throw to... No! Oh, that was so nearly good. Okay, I didn't fall the whole way down, which is lucky. I think that's kind of what I need to do, though. So, like, ground pound jump, wall jump, hat throw, dive. Oh, poetry motion. And is this a Power Moon? Just right. That wasn't even worth it. Wasn't even worth it. For a bunch of coins, don't even waste my time. Right, I know I'm skipping out a bunch of the extra stuff. I've seen it as well, don't worry. But I want to try and make my way up to the top here. And this seems to be a good way to do it. Is this where I'm supposed to go? Oh, there's something here. I think this might have been a bonus area. Oh, I can twitch. I can press B to twitch. Oh, what is this thing? Am I a bit of meat? I think I'm... Oh, I need to go and get the meat salty, I think. Okay, what is... Oh, I'm tempting the bird away. I've got it to the meat to tempt the bird. And the bird's like, oh, I want that meat for my... Sure, here's the... Oh, well, that's quite the thing, isn't it? Quite the lucky bird. I love just the little moustache on the meat as well. Just the little Mario moustache there just sitting on the front. So it's going to drop us off in the stew. And apparently this is piping hot, so... I don't really want to fall into the actual stew. So it looks like we have a bit of a parkour challenge, but oh, whoa, whoa. That jump went way further than I expected. Oh, no, don't run off. Stop it. No, that wasn't me, I promise. He burned his bottom again, and then he ran off the edge. I was telling him to stay put. But oh, the good thing is I get to once again possess a giant bit of meat, which was one of the most joyous things that I think I've done in Mario so far. Oh, no, that was me, like, still making myself jump around like crazy, so... Don't fall in. That is the thing that I've learned. Do not fall in at all, because once you fall in once, then that can be pretty much you completely done for. Okay, I just kind of had the bird fly up again, just because we've already seen that. So, right, I need to be extra careful now. See, I tried doing a long jump, but I really didn't need to do a long jump. I always like overestimate how high I need to go to jump. So, looks like I have a choice of ways. Let's go the coin way. Let's go and get a few bonuses. I'm probably going to end up regretting this, but it seems to be a more fun way to go. And I'm not even getting any of the coins anyway, because I wasn't jumping. Oh, there we go. I got a few of them. And is that it? Do I not even need to fight it? Is that the multi-moon? Oh, that's the multi-moon! Oh, that was easy. That was, like, the most low-effort multi-moon in the world. I just got dropped off here by a giant bird while I was a piece of meat. And then jumped across a few of the vegetables and stuff. And I was able to get myself my very own multi-moon. And now, oh, are we done? Is the bird? Oh, no. Okay, maybe this wasn't the easiest multi-moon in the world, because I seem to have upset a certain giant bird. Because oh, no. Oh, it's going to knock the pot off. Like, I love the fact it's like basically a volcano is the is the oven to heat up the pot to cook the stew. And have I done it, though? Are we all good? Are we all thumbs up all round? No, we're not done. Climb up the cascading magma. That doesn't sound like a particularly easy or safe task to be able to do. Yowie, blasted all the way back up here. That is one angry volcano. And the volcano is still erupting. Oh, look, do you think, is this supposed to be like Pompeii? Because there was a city in Greece called Pompeii. Well, there still is, I guess. And yeah, there's a big volcano that erupted and basically destroyed. And I've actually been there a couple times, and it all kind of has the same kind of architecture. I wonder if this is supposed to be a luncheon version of Pompeii, which would be quite interesting. So, well, we are right back at the beginning, but I have just seen there's one of these little bonus forks here. Oh, I need to take over the next one. And then, no, get it. It's once you get hurt once, and then he just keeps on running. There's one of the time travel, the time thingies at the top up here. No, I didn't flick it that way. It didn't go the way I flicked it. There we go. That one worked. And then get this one and flick. There we go. No problems. Right. So these are always time trials that you have to do about Cappy. And oh, this one's all about wall jumps by the looks of things. All right, go. No, you're too slow, Mario. You go. No, you're going to fall in otherwise. Go, 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 go. And run. Get the power moon. Okay. And we seem to have got the power moon above the ground rather than the jelly or whatever I ended up calling it. Oh, wasn't even close. I had loads of time. There's got to be more secrets as well down there. Oh yeah, look down there. Loads of secrets. Let's not worry about it for now though. Let's go and focus. Well, let's go and do a... Oh, no. Okay, that wasn't very good. Let's go and do our outfit. Let's go and do that first, shall we? Because I haven't done my outfit yet. I'm still dressed as Snow Mario. Oh, it's changed a little bit. That path, that was not there before. And there's a bunch of like different extra enemies here. And oh, can I not go this way anymore? I'm pretty sure that's the way I think they've blocked off the way I went last time. I don't think they're going to let me change my outfit yet. I mean, there might be a way I can get to there, but I definitely wasn't able to go this way last time. And what's the deal with these things? Do they do anything? Which way am I supposed to go now, then? And unless I'm supposed to use... Oh, I saw a little opening down there. And I knew that was going to happen. There's a little opening down there. Maybe if I got to be one of the little pink fellows, I'd be able to do something there. Do you need to use this guy to break away the cheese? I love the way they don't walk. They're just like non-stop bouncing everywhere. I mean, that's the way to travel. And oh no! See, these are firing fire rather than the frying pans. And that doesn't break away the cheese. Is there any of those pink things around? Well, maybe I could go down and get that pink guy down there somehow. And maybe that would link me around to somewhere else. Because it's all kind of been blocked off a little bit from where it was. So let's go and see if we can take over this little guy down here. And there's probably going to be a power moon or some sort of bonus down here. Or at least a heart. Because I really needed that heart. So let's go and take over this guy. And then let's go and have a look around. But rather than from being on the surface, we can be kind of down here. So that is where I'm supposed to get to, which is kind of in the same direction of where I went last time. I can go and sneak my way through here. So maybe this is the way I was meant to go. Maybe I was actually supposed to take over this thing. What do you reckon the chances are that this thing's going to launch me forward? Are you going to, like, fire me? It's going to do... Oh, can I aim? Or is it... Oh, no, is it just telling me where I'm going to land? Okay. Aiming might be a step too far. I just know where it is I'm going to end up. That was cool, though. All right, let's see if we can go and get that costume, then. We seem to be kind of heading back to that area by the looks of things. Let's just run away from these guys, because if you take them out, they just kind of show up straight again anyway, so there's really no point going after them. So let's go and grab the checkpoint. But I leave, yeah, we're just behind the area that we went to when we kind of first arrived here. So let's go and get ourselves what I assume it has to be a chef's outfit. Like, well, apart from being, like, dressed as a giant pickle or something, like, what else is it going to be other than a chef's outfit? And also... the place I need to go with the outfit is right next door as well, which is very, very handy. So it looks like there's a chef, and then there's like an artist outfit as well I could go and dress up as well. But I definitely am going to have nowhere near enough of these yet. I haven't really gone hunting for them yet, so that's understandable. Let's go and buy the sticker, though, so we can go and add that to our sticker collection on the Odyssey, and some small forks as well. We can also get some small forks to display inside of our Odyssey. But the main thing that I care about is... my brand new outfit, and you look beautiful. That's going to be... I wonder if it gives me, like, extra bounce, because it kind of looks like a bit of a springy chef's hat. So I wonder if I'm going to be able to bounce up higher now I've got that. And oh, look! I got a clown outfit as well. I can buy a clown outfit. So the stuff that you buy in the shop seems to be everywhere, so I will come back and buy a clown outfit at some point in the future, but I don't need to worry about that too much. But let's go next door. Let's go next door and see... well, we're going to get ourselves a bonus power moon. And we do need quite a lot of bonus power moons, actually. Compared to some of the previous levels, we do need loads more. So it's going to be definitely good to start grabbing a bunch of these extra ones now. Because I'm going to need quite a few more before I'm able to go to the next kingdom. And oh, what's this? We've got like an actual little proper level down here. I love their little fork arms. We've got this pot on a good simmer. Really brings out the flavor. But you know what could be better? A little hotter. That'll do it, but I just can't get any more heat from that lava. Ah, okay, looks like that's what I need to do. Do I need to hop into it as one of these, do you think, to heat it up? Let's go and do like a run-up and jump in, and... I missed it! I can't believe... Oh, that was embarrassing. Like, I think I jumped over it. Once again, I jumped too far. I always jump too far rather than jump far enough, which I feel isn't as bad. I feel like it's better to jump too far. Right, if I just chill out in here for a little bit... There we go! I heated up the pot and got myself a bonus power moon. Oh, well, I gotta jump up and grab it. They didn't make it easy for me to get the power moon. So that's one power moon. But I reckon there's gotta be another one. If I keep going this way, there's got to be something else here. There's a whole another extra bit of level here. So what I think I need to do... Oh, why do I keep doing that so badly? What I think I need to do is I need to squash all these tomatoes and then leave a big trail of lava that I can then go to use in order to be able to make my way up to the top, because those guys can't land on land, can they? So I can't see a thing I'm doing right now. I couldn't see anything. The camera couldn't keep up in this small area. I couldn't see a thing that I was doing, and now I only got one life left. But we can make this work. Oh, no, we can't. We can't make that work. I got stuck, like, right in the corner of the wall. I literally, like, Mario just wasn't on the screen for a good 5 seconds then. The good thing is, though, is that I've already got this first power moon. So let me just go and cut ahead until I've covered the ground with lava, and then we can go and see if we're going to be able to jump up. And this time I'm going to try not to lose all of my lives. Okay, I have squashed all of the tomatoes. It actually took a couple of attempts. I kept getting stuck on, like, there's one at the top, then you jump up. And, like, I was, like, edging my way around, and he was just there waiting for me. But there we go. I got all of them squashed. So the good thing is if you land on land, as this guy... Oh, what? Why are they back? Oh, no! They've come back to not being squashed anymore. That is so annoying. Why do... Oh, no. And now I've got... That is so frustrating. That is so annoying. Why don't they stay squashed? I hate it in games when you do that, when you, like, do something, then you leave for a second, and then as you come back, it's, like, all changed again. Because this is the guy who was a pain, that guy that told that. Well, let's just ignore that one. I don't think I even need to go up that way, so let's just ignore him, and let's just go this way instead. But that's so annoying at all. Right, I've got to do a big jump into the port. I made it. Okay, is that it? Am I done? I'll be honest, that was a little bit frustrating, but I was able to make it. I think that one at the top, which is the hardest one to get to, I think it's just for some bonus coins. Hopefully it wasn't for a power moon, because I'm not going to go back and try and do that again. There we go. I'm sure that was it all done, because normally you get like 2 power moons from these little bonus levels, and I got 2 power moons, so I got the minimum amount of power moons required. I just love being Chef Mario, though. I just feel like I fit in so much better here now, being dressed as Mario, the chef version. So, all right then, let's go this way. Looks like this is the way I'm supposed to go, around the outside here. The cave over that place is our way to the peak. So do I go in the tunnel? Oh, looks like there's like the exit to the tunnel on the other side. So, okay. We have a little bit of 2D Marrowing to do first. And this is what I was talking about earlier in the last episode. When I said about like the ones throwing stuff, like throwing hammers or frying pans in this case. They're so difficult in 2D Mario, just because it's just really hard to avoid it. But in 3D Mario, you can just like sidestep, which is of course something that you can't do in 2D Mario. So they're actually not too difficult compared to in this, which is very good to know. But I've burnt my bottom so many times. How many times have I seen Mario running around? He looks so adorable when he's doing it, to be fair. But it is so frustrating when you like hurt yourself, and then because you're hurt, you start running, and then you end up hurting yourself again because of that. Anything to do with these? Nope. Okay, let's just go and grab these. And it looks like we're swimming up by the looks of things. So there are some of these bonus apples here. So can I just jump over these? Because remember, if I touch them and land on the land for a second, then I'm going to fall out of this mode, which won't hurt me. But then Mario will be standing in it all by himself. And then that definitely will hurt me and I'll be done for. But there we go. Looks like we made our way to here. But oh, look. There's like a power moon place, but no power moon. Oh, look. Do I need to turn the lamp on? I've seen a bunch of these lamps around the place. Well, I didn't know there were lamps at the time, to be fair. So look, if I jump on here as this guy. Oh, okay, I missed it. Once again, jumped too far. But yeah, I've seen a bunch of them all over the place. So maybe that's what I've been supposed to be doing with them. Almost certainly, I reckon. Right, let's not jump too far. I'm always surprised at how far these can jump. But there we go. Turned the fire on. Didn't even get hurt doing so. And I was able to get myself a cheeky extra power moon for my troubles as well. Perfectly good. And then I guess the next thing to do is just to go through that door. I reckon I can jump that. I reckon I can use my Super Duper Mario skills to just jump and arrive at that door. We'll give it a go at least. Or maybe they're just going to make a platform appear. Oh, don't do that. I was going to do a Super Duper Awesome jump. Cooktail Showdown. Oh, Cooktail Showdown is supposed to be. I understand it. I get the pun. right then. So it looks like that is where we're going to be heading to next, and what we're going to be doing next. But I think I'm going to end the episode here, so we can begin the next episode, seeing what's on the other side of the door, and making our way up there to try and save the Luncheon Kingdom from the birds and Bowser and everything else that isn't going on here, which is very good. Sadly though, as I said, that is the end of this episode here. Hopefully you enjoyed it. For now though, I want to thank you all very much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!